BBC News with Marion Marshall. China says it doesn't anticipate the tough new UN sanctions against North Korea will have an adverse humanitarian impact. President Trump has praised the UN Security Council for imposing the measures, saying it showed that the world wanted peace. The sanctions will slash Pyongyang's permitted oil imports. A man has been arrested in the US for allegedly plotting a Christmas attack on one of San Francisco's most popular tourist attractions. Everett Aaron Jameson, a former Marine, is said to have revealed his plans to an undercover agent whom he believed to be from the Islamic State group. Poland's Chief Justice has accused the right-wing government of launching a coup d'etat against the judiciary. She said that in enacting new judicial reforms, the authorities were walking along an abyss into which the whole nation might fall. The Senate in Romania has passed the third in a series of controversial judicial reform bills that have led to weeks of street protests. The legislation now goes to President Klaus Iohannis, who's expressed strong reservations about it. Washington says it'll provide Ukraine with enhanced defensive capabilities to help guarantee its territorial integrity. For 3 years, the government in Kiev has been fighting Russian-backed separatists in the east. The UN has started flying vulnerable refugees, including families, mothers and unaccompanied children, from Libya to Italy. The UN has urged others to take in some of the thousands of people it says are being held in inhumane conditions. The US Immigration Services office in Cuba has suspended its activities because of a shortage of staff at its Havana embassy. A black truffle has been found in a roof garden near the Eiffel Tower in Paris. French experts say it's the first time the aromatic fungus has ever been found in the capital. The winter black truffle is valued by chefs for use with scallops, sausage, or potatoes. BBC News.